This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. It is indeed a thirsty Thursday here in the loop. But it's also even more so a thirsty Thursday once the drive gets rolling. And you'll want to roll out and go see them fine gentlemen out at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Spring, right there off of 99. I would give you the address, but I already know what y'all want to do. Go ahead. Go ahead, Figgy. Just do it. I've accepted my defeat at this point. It's off of 99, though, if you needed
that's
that
all look. You got to say.
Yeah, off of 99 there in Spring. Go out and see the fellas. Get you. Yes. 8507 comes in on the on the YouTube page. I'm waiting for the text. I'm sure someone's going
to
text.
We need to get the shirt to say 8907.
8507. Queens. But people are going to be like, what does that mean? And don't worry about it. It's too much to explain. All right. But yeah, go out and see the fellas. They'll be out there from 2 to 6, as they always are. All right. But do you like that your head coach has this perspective on the upcoming Kansas City Chiefs matchup? Obviously, the Chiefs, you have a relationship with them uniquely, intently, right? We talked to Nick Wright.
It's a low-key rival.
Well.
No, it is.
Am I gonna have to do the thing? How much can
in order to have a rivalry, you got to be,
you know,
gotta
bury them. Blah, 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 you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, I didn't want to have to do it, but it does.
Low-key.
All right, so UT and A&M, not a rivalry.
Hey, some are saying.
That's according to Reggie.
Some are saying.
The Aggies have had their share. They didn't play for 10 years, 11 years.
Hey, according to Reggie, that's not a rivalry.
Whose fault is that?
Texas.
I'm playing. See, now we're going to get into the mess if we're not careful. Let me move this thing along. But no, you played this team a lot, and as recently as twice last year. D'Amico Ryans was asked, and this is, I believe this is cut 11, I believe.
You better be right.
You said what?
I said you better be right.
Okay, well, let me double check and make sure. But he was asked about, like, kind of going back to last year's games to specifically look at fourth down stops or what have you.
This is new year. We're here to play Kansas City with this team this year.
Do you like that D'Amico has that perspective? Because I feel like I could take it either way.
I actually do. I get that this is one of those where what he says before the game is going to be completely different than after the game if they win. You know, like he's going to be in the locker room, hey, you know, this was the Chiefs and all that other stuff, or someone will be. I think it is the fair approach right now. And frankly, this is a completely different team. They had a good defense last year. They didn't have this defense. And they had a different offense altogether than they have right now. And I feel they're sort of exercising what they were in the past and trying to create a whole new identity this year, and they are. I actually kind of like it. I do.
I like that, especially you're not carrying any of the baggage of it. Like, I think that is the perspective that probably informs this perspective for D'Amico Ryans. And it's not like it's a one-off. When we were talking about it at the start of the year, right, when people were asking him, oh, you know, this year, this mm-hmm. and that, carrying over, he's like, no, every year is different and presents its new challenges. And I will say that I very much appreciate that perspective because it doesn't allow you to get caught up in some things, especially like the positives,
yeah.
more so. Like the things that we did well, we're just going to port those things over. No, you can't say that. And funny enough, in some degrees, a question that we had in the offseason, is this going to keep being a turnover team? Mm-hmm. Not quite. Like, no. Has that quite been it? It's been a fantastic
better
defense.
Lately.
Been a fantastic, yeah, a little yeah. bit better lately. Yeah. But it's been a fantastic defense, but it hasn't turned the ball over like last year. And that's one of those things that if you would come into this year just being like, oh, well, that's going to be there. No, mm-hmm. maybe it doesn't. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that. However, I don't know that it's entirely different. You're still playing the similar style of defense with, I'm sure, different shifts and changes on it. And you're still playing that offense that Andy Reid rolls out there. Like, I still think that there's some things that you can maybe mm-hmm. take away from that. Plus, any time that you've had against Patrick Mahomes is time that I think is useful in trying to, you know, game plan or at least figure out what happens there.
Oh, I'm not saying they're not looking at some things that went right, some things that went wrong, you know, per se. But in terms of, you know, really digging in on even the emotional side of it, you know, of how you play this team and what, you know, what how they've had your number, et cetera. No, I don't think that's in the equation at all.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, yeah. And I'm interested to see what the listeners say. 713-572-4610. Because in that moment, I was like, ooh, do I like that perspective? Mm-hmm. I understand what it comes from.
Yeah.
And I think that you're right. Maybe it does keep you from getting too high or in that moment, even as it feels like the kind of dynamics of this particular matchup has changed mm-hmm. from last year versus this year. We talked about that at the start of the show. I don't feel the same level of anxiety. It feels like this is just a level of energy going into this game that is very different from what you had previously had.
No, it is. It absolutely is. I think to the point where when I saw the question or heard the question asked, I kind of knew the answer that was coming. Not just because he's that type of coach that is not going to, you know, he kind of says the same thing about one play at a time and all that. I just thought, yeah, no, I wouldn't want him to. I wouldn't want him to.
979, they still have Fairbairn who can't kick in cold weather. Well, we'll see. Hopefully this team would be significantly better at scoring in the red zone. We talked about that earlier, and I gave you a stat in the break that I don't think that you realized was the case.
Mm-hmm.
CJ Stroud has not thrown a touchdown pass in each of his last two starts.
I did not know that. I had no clue that it.
He really has only thrown, I think, 11 touchdowns all right. season long
right.
in the 9 games that he's played.
Yeah. That has to change. That has to change.
You think CJ throws a touchdown pass in this one?
I would have to say yes. You know, they're such a focus on the red zone. I mean, you are playing a great defense. But I would have to say yes. Yeah, you know what? Now that I think about it, you know what? Yes. Yes, I do. Because they're clearly going to try to establish the run. But they know, we heard Nick Wright earlier, you know, the third and long defense is going to be the crucial thing here.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, he's averaged nearly 55 fewer passing yards per game over the last two seasons, right? Which, mm-hmm. So, yeah, than over the last two seasons. So, yeah, this is going to be an interesting thing to watch. One of the things that's also been interesting today, I guess I should, as it's day two of practice mm-hmm. on the week, we got some guys back. We mentioned earlier that in the show that there's a lot of guys yesterday on the injury report that did not practice. Will Anderson Jr., Woody Marks, D'Nico Autry, Trent Brown all did return to practice. So that is good. The guys who were still not practicing were interesting to me because Tim Settle also returned. Kamari Lassiter was not back at practice, nor was Tim Settle. And I want to take you to yesterday because mm-hmm. that would get to me. However, D'Amico Ryans was asked for an update on Kamari Lassiter and Woody Marks, obviously, at that point. This is what he said.
Kamari, Woody, Will, they'll be fine. We'll see how the week goes.
Well, that makes me feel a lot better about Kamari because I do feel very good now. I was worried, frankly, about Woody Marks. You know, once the adrenaline and all that stuff from, you know, sort of gutting it out last week, you know, wore off, I thought he might be, you know, there might be more serious injury with his ankle than we thought. But he's back out there and didn't seem like he was limited at all. Kamari, that makes me feel better because I would be worried 2 days like this without Kamari.
I'm still a little worried, to be completely honest. And mm-hmm. as worried as I'm going to be, I guess is the way that I'll put it, because I don't want to make it seem like I'm losing sleep over this. But with the Colts game, I mean, they handled it incredibly well. However, there was one thing, and I think I made mention to you, is like okay, I think you're starting to see the small effects of the foot speed with Kamari Lassiter. Because, I mean, Alec Pierce, fantastic speed guy.
He's a great
in
ball,
the National
too.
Football. Yeah, great ball by Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the times where he could get passes off, he did throw some really pretty footballs down the field. But, yeah, Kamari Lassiter got by Alec Pierce. And not to say that he didn't get his back, right? Like, in the larger scale of things, I'm still rocking with Kamari Lassiter real hard, especially then when you add the physicality. But how does that change then when you add, you know, a little bit of a knock on that? Plus, one of the things that the Chiefs do have, they do have wide receivers with pace that can challenge
and
you.
And coming back.
Yes.
You know, that have been coming back.
And now, here's the thing. I don't know if Patrick Mahomes is able to get to those guys in that way with the, you know, the lack of offensive line support.
Yeah.
But that does make me have a small moment of pause when I go, you've seen when you have speedy receivers, the difference in foot speed pop up just a little bit.
Yeah.
And how much does that change also with an injury on top of it?
No, I think that's fair. I think he's going to be, I mean, where else are you going to target? Are you going to target Stingley? No.
That's clearly what it's been this year. His teams are like, don't throw it at him.
Yeah, and then on top of that, maybe, you know, a little, you know, nicked up, as they like to say. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, and it tends to affect, it seems, the offenses more than the defenses. It's going to be really cold. It's going to be 20 degrees. That's not ice bowl stuff, but it's going to be, you know, we opened the show with that, you know, kind of a prove it. Statement type win if you can get up there in that cold, in that environment. They're used to it. You're not, you know, and play. I think that might affect the offense a little more, too. We'll see how.
The Texans offense?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. In what ways are you thinking? Because I feel like the way that they run the football.
Well, D'Amico
not
was
change.
Talking about it. He's like, all I need is three out. In fact, it's cut two if you want to hear it, Figgy.
What is the challenge of playing in the cold and the strategy?
Let's hear that because he's basically saying, you know, suck it up.
Yeah, the strategy for playing in the cold is not to focus on it too much, right? It's a mindset factor. You have 3 hours, like no matter what the weather is, no matter what the temperature, like you got to go out and play ball for 3 hours. So it shouldn't be a factor for our guys.
That sounds really cool, right?
Man, I wish I had asked ND about it because the coach speech of it, like you said, sounds real cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, it's 3 hours. Just get in there, play football, and you'll get through that.
Figgy, you lived in Cleveland.
Yeah.
What's it like now when you go back up there?
Cold.
I'm telling you.
Very cold. And I know you get a lot of people saying, oh, yeah, I'm used to it and all that stuff. You never really get used
to it. Especially when you're down here. And I'm not saying.
Now, you could get adjusted to it if you're up there for a long time. But that first cold weather, that snowstorm, man, people out here be driving like Houstonians in the snow.
You want to know what one of my favorite tweets of all time is? Literally of all time. Came from one Michael Irvin in 2014. All caps, mind you. Man, when we played in that cold weather, we was cold. Period. That is the whole time. But that is a dude who will tell you how tough he is going over the middle and everything. Yeah. But he's like, hey, that cold weather was cold. Like, it matters. I think it does matter.
That's kind of my point. And I think for some reason, maybe just because, you know, you're gripping the ball and you're trying to grab jerseys and you're not used to all these guys have played in cold, but you get my point in terms of like week in, week out, this time of year, the Chiefs know what they're doing, you know, and the Texans, it's going to be something new.
I think the thing is, I feel like it's no real way around it because even, I mean, right now, yes, you got to gear up for it. But if you plan on making a run in the playoffs, you're going to have to gear up for it again, man. It's January.
And D'Amico said, mindset. Yes, if you have the right mindset, you can probably, you know, and consistently a lot of NFL players from Miami, you know, and Houston, you know, have thrived in cold. I'm just saying it's a little bit of, it's something.
And I think it is.
Yeah.
And to the larger question that we've had in this segment, do you like that your coach has this perspective? I think the answer is yes, because I don't know what other perspective there is.
You have to.
You have to. I think John Harris did a great job when asking this question on the coach's show to D'Amico. Like, you know, Peyton Manning used to do for wet weather, you know, they would have, or was it Brady or whatever, one of them, just like, you know, waterlogged footballs and force him to throw with that. So you have, there's not really a great way of creating that same feeling in any way, like unless they're going to go and practice, do walkthroughs in a meat locker or something. Yeah. Like there's nothing there.
You just got to go out there and play and not think about, oh, how cold it is.
Right.
You really got to just go out there and focus. Yeah. That mental thing.
And before that, you just got to go and tell these boys, like, hey, man, get your mind right. Like, get your mind right, and hope that when they get out there, the mind is indeed right. The one thing I will say about the cold, though, that I imagine and I hope helps the Texans is them hits sting harder when it's cold now, don't it?
Yeah, they do.
Let Kamari Lester get up and hit you off the edge. Or let Aziz Alshare.
Have you tried to kick a football in the cold?
There's
I have not.
Too.
Well, I don't want to.
That's been one of the...
Kicking a pile of bricks.
That's been one of the things with Kaimi. One of the very few sort of shortcomings is his late season, often outdoor cold weather success rate. We've talked about it this week.
And then can I give you one more on the D'Amico perspective headed into this game? He was asked, this is cut 15 if you don't mind, what's it like trying to match wits with one Andy Reid?
I don't try to. It's my old coach. I don't try to. I'll let Andy have that. So we're preparing how we need to prepare. Andy's he's a great coach. Had the pleasure of playing for him for 1 year. He's been he's an outstanding coach, and he has a track record to prove that. So, you know, it's always a challenge going up with Andy because, you know, whatever you've seen on tape, he's going to have some type of wrinkle, right? There's going to be some type of new play design that we can't prepare for because we haven't seen it, because he's very still cutting edge, just a really smart coach, does a great job of positioning his players, making you have to adjust and think on the fly on defense as well. And that's why he's one of the best to ever do it.
You pass this test, you can pass any test. Andy Reid, now he hasn't had 2 weeks to prepare or – you know, coming off a bye week, you know, like a Super Bowl where you know Andy Reid is going to have stuff that you just have never, ever, ever seen before or never accounted for or whatever. But he's going to be ready. I mean, he is Andy Reid with some special stuff. You pass this test, I don't think you have anything to worry about in terms of this defense.
I think I love this because it's also knowing who you are. Yeah. It's like there's a level of awareness. He's like, look, man, I'm not going to try and anticipate what wrinkle he throws at me. We're just going to lean into being the best version, which is kind of his defensive philosophy anyways.
Yeah.
You know, make the defense as relatively simple as possible. Allow your best players to go out and play free and fast and just have sound principles. And I think that that's going to give them more than any other opportunity when they faced off against the Chiefs an opportunity to be successful. But there you go. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, if I look at the clock, it's about that time we hand things over to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What you got, man?
Yeah, we
got
to talk about a stupid criminal who decided to break into a liquor store and get drunk and pass out.
Oh, the first part didn't sound that stupid. The second part,
yeah.
Let's talk about it next.
Yeah. This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Ficky Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. I got to talk about the masked bandit who decided to break into a liquor store, didn't take any money, but actually started drinking the liquor, got drunk, and passed out right on the floor.
Wino.
Lopez, yeah. We're right.
We were right.
So we don't know what's coming in the mixtape, just to pull back the curtain. But with your tease, we started speculating here in the studio, and we were like, I don't know. The way that you just set it up again, and maybe you did it the first time and I just didn't pay attention. You said the masked bandit, and we were like, that's all the confirmation I needed. I think I know what's happening.
All right, let's go to ABC 13 with the news.
And a raccoon is going viral after ransacking a Virginia liquor store and being too drunk to even leave the scene. A local animal shelter says the masked bandit broke into the store, drank multiple types of alcohol, then passed out in the bathroom. Officials say they took the very intoxicated raccoon to the shelter to sober up before releasing him back into the wild. Now he's going to tell all his friends. They're all going to go back.
Yeah, you didn't send him to rehab first? He has an addiction, clearly.
No, he got sent to county just like the rest of
us.
Dry out and hit the streets.
Just like any other drunk.
Yeah.
You gotta get in that corner of that concrete cell and just get right. Yeah.
This was hilarious. This is why I don't like raccoons. Mm-hmm. I think they actually
are mean.
Yes.
Yeah. And they're smarter than you give them credit for, too.
Yeah.
Which is a bad combination.
Yeah. This kind of reminded me of the time my dad had a raccoon in the house. Mm-hmm. He was in his room just chilling and saw the raccoon and just go in the kitchen.
He just walked by like, all right, what's happening?
He like, wait a minute. And then the raccoon started coming towards him.
Yes.
And he kind of threw something like, get out of here. Mm-hmm. And he ran and then tried to run back. He's like, get out of here. And then ended up shutting the door the whole time. Like, oh, man, how the hell I'm going to get out of here? A raccoon ended up getting in the house through the chimney.
Yeah.
So I guess it was a little break inside the chimney, and he ended up climbing up on the house and falling in. So they ended up getting somebody to come get it. But he, what's funny is I thought the house was going to be just totally destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
It was one cup, one plastic cup.
Oh, they're clean.
One plastic cup.
They wash their food
before
they eat it. Yeah.
It was one plastic cup that he got out the cupboard. Mm-hmm. It was right in the middle of the floor.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
How dare he not put it in the sink? Come
they're
on.
They're clean, mean little creatures.
Rob on the YouTube page, one called it a trashed panda, which is clever because they're frequently referred to as trash pandas. He said they're mean, smart, and they have thumbs, which is all technically correct.
Yeah. I had to shoot one once.
What?
I did. Mm. Yeah, it was rabid.
Animal cruelty, huh?
It was, no.
I always knew you hated animals.
It was rabid. And it was out in the daytime, which is another bad sign. You don't want to see a raccoon in the daytime.
Yes.
And all my neighbors were saying, you know, we got to call, you know, the county or whatever called. And they said, we can't come out. And that thing, and the kids were out there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I went and got my shotgun.
Did you get it on the first try?
Of course.
What you talking about, of course? Like you some type of expert.
I'm not, but
Elmer,
but I was
over
lucky.
Here.
I was lucky that time. But the problem with this raccoon is he mixed the liquors. Everybody knows liquor before beer, you know, and he was mixing all these alcohol.
I wonder what liquor he was drinking.
See, this is where real investigative journalists see, this is the problem with journalism nowadays. Nobody went and found out what he got into. I want to know what kind of
into the Henny.
I want to know what kind of alcohol. I want to know like what shelf
dark,
alcohol.
Dark schnapps. Or light.
He was drinking the schnapps.
Like, you know what I mean? Is he a bougie drinker? You know what I mean? Was he going for the Johnny Walker Blue or whatever? Where was he at?
You have to think about this logically. That's a trash animal. So he has.
Yeah, but you say that. That's because that's what's available. When the nice stuff is available, maybe he liked that.
Yeah.
You know.
So I'm thinking Goldschlager. Schnapps,
a little Casamigos.
Oh, what's the other one? In the green bottle.
You're asking the wrong
Jameson.
No. Oh, Jaeger.
Jaeger.
Jaeger
bombs.
Jaeger bombs.
Great Goose, someone said.
Great Goose.
Blaming on the goose. Got you getting
loose. Oh, no. Don't tell me that if I find out that the raccoon's on Fireball, that'd be the easiest way. I'd be like, even raccoons drink Fireball.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, there's a lot of people have run-ins with raccoons, apparently. Did not realize.
Yeah, I seen a raccoon kind of like a couple weeks ago in broad daylight.
In your backyard, like the rooster?
Now, hey, don't talk too loud, man. I don't need them to come back there.
They're probably, if you see them out running around in the daytime, they're probably rabid.
And the thing is, it wasn't even by my house. It was kind of towards Midtown-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting a haircut. I'm like, is that a raccoon? I'm like, yo, you are lost, buddy.
Yeah.
Because it ain't no grass around here. Mm-hmm. It ain't no type of trees or anything around here.
He wasn't there for none of that.
No. That brother was in the city.
He said, point me to the nearest liquor store.
Yeah.
My homeboy said that they kind of fire when you get in there.
Yeah.
But that actually reminds me, because someone said their wife's grandparents feed the raccoons lots of bread, and they're just fat. I have a friend who actually, in her backyard, because she has a backyard that's open to like, you know, the wildlife, whatever.
Yeah.
There are geese that come up to her backyard oftentimes, and there is a raccoon that comes and just chills on her patio that she feeds. Seems really cool, but mm-hmm. I feel like that you're setting yourself up for
that.
Speaking of cool, remember Lopez, remember this. It was a guy that used to work here for the Bull named Cowboy Dave.
Oh, yeah.
This brother had a pet raccoon.
Pet raccoon?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did he do tricks?
In the house.
I forgot about that.
Running around
it
in the house.
In the house.
To the point, I think he posted it on his Instagram. And this is too much information right here, but he was clearly using the bathroom.
Oh, no.
And the raccoon was right in between his underwear.
Oh, God.
First of all, why are you even doing that?
With no raccoon.
I don't even want a dog right there, man. Mm-hmm.
And y'all wonder why I don't be eating everybody's potluck.
<All right. laughs> Okay.
Yeah, the raccoon got them hands, too. They can whip up something.
Yeah.
It's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So one thing, I feel like a lot of people, especially whenever they talk about sports, the one thing they do that I used to hate is when they refer to people that's in the 20-year-old range, mm-hmm. 20 to 20, as kids.
Mm-hmm.
So CJ Stroud, yeah, that's a great kid. And I was like, man, that's a grown man. Like, don't be mm-hmm. calling nobody no kid. And I totally get it from a sports point.
Yeah.
That, you know, why you might call him a kid or coaches might call him a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I might have to change my tune a little bit on that.
Okay.
Because maybe they are kids. And so let's go to Nate Burleson. You know, you got a show on CBS. You do a morning show on
CBS Mornings.
CBS Mornings. So here's Nate Burleson talking about a new study that says they might be, I guess, got a pump the brakes on not calling these grown men kids.
Researchers at the University of Cambridge now say that adolescence, the developmental stage between childhood and adulthood, lasts until your early 30s. Researchers say during this time, the brain's white matter, which is used for communication and learning, continues to change and grow. Wait, what are you raising your hand for, Tony?
You're giving cover to people acting like kids into their 30s, and I'm not here for it.
But listen.
I'm an old man now.
We are both old men, but we're in our 40s, though, so we're out of that stage. But if you are in your 20s or even in your 30s, and your spouse says to you, grow up. You can be like, I'm trying.
No.
I'm literally trying to grow up.
Touch your knees like that. I'm trying.
I kind of buy it.
Really?
Yeah.
We were literally just having a conversation about this, inspired by, did you see Jordan Hudson, what she's been doing lately? I don't know if we talked about
it. I'm going to sue.
Yeah, she said that she's planning on suing Pablo Torre for defamation for all the stories that he done.
She actually did.
It was tweeting each other, too.
She actually did the Freedom of Information Act.
That is the thing that I was going to bring up. Yeah. So if you're not familiar, the Freedom of Information Act dictates that public institutions, if information is requested, that they are obliged to give that information. Mm. Obviously, you can redact things that are of a certain importance or, security issue, but they are, they're obliged to have to give that information. So she did that process for the University of North Carolina, trying to get information from the athletic director and stuff. And I'm just looking
emails,
at UNC's got to be here. Like, why are you here?
Yeah. They probably like,
she's a kid.
At least she acting like one sometimes.
How old is she? 23?
24?
Yes, 23, I believe.
Is it 23?
Or she might be. Either way.
That's still pretty young, though, man.
The thing about it is, you're obviously, you know what you are as an adult in terms of 18 and 21 and all that. you don't really feel like you're an adult until you're in your 30s. You really don't.
I legitimately was having this thought maybe a few weeks ago. I was like, damn, man, like I guess I'm actually an adult now?
Yes.
That's crazy how that happens.
It feel like I am mentally, in the mental place, I feel like I am because every time I go out somewhere, I'm looking at my watch like, man, I got to get home.
But it's not even about that.
I'm thinking just my mindset. It's just my mindset, though, where I'm like, nah, I ain't trying to do all of that now.
To me, it's not even about, my role. It's not even about like, oh, I must be getting old because I go to bed at 9 or whatever. No, it's not even about that. Like, just the way you think. The way you think, I think you really don't feel like an adult until you're in your 30s. You really don't.
No.
Yeah.
And you know what I want to do now? 713-572-4610. What's the thing that you did in your 20s that proves that you were not an adult yet? I just can't wait to see the things that you guys let us know.
Yeah, I probably have a few of them, to be honest.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Mixtape and the Loop Sports Radio 610. Figgy holding it down on a Thursday. Shout out to Bots of Legacy, who always show love. He always send me some cool videos and stuff to talk about in the Mixtape. Follow him on social media. Mm-hmm. He sent me this video. This is a throwback video of Michael Jackson, the King of Pop. Rest in peace. The one guy Lopez don't really care for
love
like
him.
That.
I don't know. Yeah. Doesn't sound like that's not what your Spotify rap said.
Yep. Your Spotify wrap up say something else. But
Really should give him more credit, but we don't.
Yeah, nah, he ain't, man. He lived through Michael Jackson, and they ain't nowhere to be found in this playlist.
You don't know that. It was only the top five.
He ain't even in your top 20. But here's a throwback video of the time Michael Jackson was roaming around Memorial City Mall.
In a sea of 600 screaming fans and in front of eyewitness news cameras, Michael Jackson made his way through Memorial City Mall last night to do a little shopping. The pop star was actually in Houston to visit with one of his attorneys about some music contract issues, but made the surprise visit to the delight of his fans.
Like, okay, I need to go somewhere where I can feel some love. Let's go shopping in Houston and buy some toys.
Rula Christie is the co-host of the Rula and Ryan show at 96.5 FM. She says the phones were ringing off the hook with hysterical Houstonians.
I think that it is very much the hype of celebrity, very much, because, like I said, we don't see people like that every day in this city just shopping for toys. You just get swept up in the moment. You know, he's got the entourage around him. He's got the cameras. People are screaming. They want to shake his hand. I can't believe he's here. Why is he in Houston?
Whether or not you like Michael Jackson, Rula says everyone has an opinion about the king of pop.
I thought that was cool, man.
It was cool, but did he have to be buying toys?
Yeah, I was like, this is uncomfortable with all the things that have been alleged. Seriously, and so on and so forth.
She mentioned it a couple of times. He's buying toys. I'm like, just keep that to yourself.
Well, it's wholesome, you know? It's a very childlike demeanor.
Maybe it was around the holiday or something.
I hope so. God, I hope so.
Or maybe Christmas in July.
Oh. That was the only part that I was like, I could have done without that. Who's the biggest celebrity? We all have been lucky and talked to celebrities and interviewed them over the years and stuff. But who's the biggest celebrity you've seen just in the wild?
Not the biggest celebrity, but is a formative moment for me when I was at, I think it was actually the Sam's Club off of 59 over there, Sugarland, with me and my mom. And I just looked over and I want to say it was over by the bakery. Now the details are flooding back. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, is that Calvin Murphy?
Okay.
And it's not the biggest, but it mattered to me as a young kid that loved the Rockets. And I was like, is that Calvin Murphy? My mom was like, go say hi to him. I was like, nah, he's shopping. Like, yeah. Let the man shop.
It was one time I didn't see this person in person, but I had left right when the person got there. And to the point, I'm like, damn, I should go back. But Kanye West was in the Galleria.
Oh, wow.
He was in the Galleria with his daughter, Northwest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so this is relatively recent.
Yeah, this was probably 2017-ish, 2018-ish. Mm-hmm. It was somewhere around. It might have been around 2020. I can't remember, but
yeah,
he was walking with his daughter, Northwest. And I'm like, I was just in there.
Yeah.
And I knew it was recent, too, because somebody, it didn't come from him, obviously, but it came from like an account that somebody was recording and they immediately posted it. So I'm like, oh man, I could have, like, I would love to get a glimpse of Kanye just strutting through there like a crazy man.
I saw Billy Bob Thornton at a barbecue restaurant.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay.
Just getting his tray, you know,
minding his business.
He didn't go with the brisket. He was smart. He did some veggies and some turkey, but it was, forget which place it was, but yeah, just getting his tray, going to eat some barbecue with a buddy.
Okay, you said turkey. I was about to say, did you take account of what he got?
I remember distinctly it wasn't like brisket.
And you were disappointed, sausage. I'm sure.
Yeah, come on, live a little. You know, live a little.
346 Jim Leland at the Galleria. Biggio was sitting right in front of me at Six Flags. And then sat courtside next to Tillman at a Rocks game. Oh, you done lived some life. Mm. 832 said Charles Barkley and Paris Hilton. And I'm wondering, same incident? Yeah. Same time?
Together?
Or different? Yeah, like what happened
there? Do we have a story?
Yeah, that's fun. That's fun.
My wife saw Jose Altuve shopping at HEB.
Oh, so he lives his raps.
Actually shopping himself.
Shout out to him living his raps.
Yeah.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very good.
Get you guys out of here on this. Shout out to John McClain for getting this account back.
Oh, man.
The general's back.
What's it been, 2 months?
It's been about 2 months.
Yeah.
And I know he had some lawyers and attorneys involved trying to get it back, but I feel like they kind of took a little longer than.
Well, our guard, Michael B., got his in like a week and a half.
With no attorney.
Yeah.
And I think Michael Beckman, salute to him. I think he probably was out of it for about maybe a couple weeks.
At the most.
Yeah. John McClain. I'm like, man, who did you hire, man? You should have been had this account back.
They clearly charged by the hour.
Yeah, man. I'm like, dang, but kind of glad he got his account back. And he back to doing what John McClain liked to do.
Yes,
retweet everything.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Retweet everything.
I still remember the first retweet that I got from John McClain. And I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. What is happening?
That's probably how he got hacked.
Wait, retweeting who?
No, remember you were getting messages?
Yeah,
hey, click I'm going to do link. This podcast. He probably said, well, I'm going to help this guy.
Let me support.
Boom.
So you're telling me he was just too kind. I understand.
Yeah. And then I don't know if you guys know this, but on this day 3 years ago, I want to say, Deshaun Watson made his appearance back in Houston to face the Houston Texans. December 4th.
Oh, man.
Gosh, I really did not think about that.
Yep, he was right here. His first game after the suspension and after all the drama. First game back at NRG. And the Boo Birds was going.
Yeah, they were.
I wonder why.
Oh, that was the Hannah game, right?
Yes.
Okay, when she,
that was the only time he played here.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, and she turns, and that was awesome.
She did a little.
She did the heel turn, a literal heel turn.
Yep.
That was awesome.
And I think that was the game Tony Busby decided to bring the accusers and buy out a suite.
Oh, that's right.
So they could watch the game. It was a lot of drama.
That was Kyle Allen starting, huh?
Must have been.
Yeah, because it was 27-14 Cleveland Browns. I wanted to see the Deshaun Watson stat line. 12 of 22, 131
he
yards,
good.
Interception.
Yeah.
A passer rating of 53.4, which was outdone by Kyle Allen's passer rating of 53.5. Yeah!
I actually think that was the time when Lovie Smith, remember everybody like, go to Kyle Allen. And then went to Kyle Allen. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, see, I'm going back to Davis Mills. That was that drama right there, too.
This made me sad. You know who the leading rusher was for your Houston Texans in that game?
Who's that?
Damian Pierce. 18 carries, 73 yards.
Man.
Dang, that was a nice little game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And now you might see Damian Pierce this weekend, if he, depending on how much burn he actually gets from the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Man, time changes, don't it?
Yep. And I remember being at that press conference at the end of the game with Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
And that PR person for Cleveland was like, all right, we switching this up.
Wrapping it up.
Mary Kay Cabot. Yeah. We going to go to you over here, and we wrapping this up.
We are done.
We ain't going to nobody.
All right, there you go. That's Mixtape right here on Sports Radio 610, 1:20 p.m. every weekday. Coming up next, let's see what the fellas got going out at the Buffalo Wild Wings in spring right there off of 99. But before we get there, big-time player in the NBA, seemingly like he might want to be traded, so let's do the thing. You see it with the Rockets? We'll do that next. Yeah, this ain't no good thing, unfortunately. Mike Garofolo of NFL Network, he's an insider, and he has insight into the Texans that I wish he didn't. and I'll read verbatim. Texans defensive tackle Tim Settle Jr., is slated to undergo foot surgery that will sideline him for the rest of the season, sources say. So Tim Settle, who's been a very important, vital piece of this defensive front. Yeah. We talked about it coming into the season that it felt like the interior defensive help could be something that they could use. They brought back Sheldon Rankins. But Sheldon Rankins next to Tim Settle, those guys were kind of your front line. And obviously you rotated in the likes of Tommy Togiai and Mario Edwards, I imagine. It's probably more on the ladder of those two to step in now. But still, that's three defensive tackles, so I imagine there's going to need to be more. But yes, if you're just tuning in, just before we went to break, I mean, as really just 10 minutes ago, Tim Settle Jr. slated to undergo foot surgery. He is done for the year. How does this hit you, man?
Well, he's had a very good season, arguably the best among them in between the tackles. I want to say that it's not that big of a hit because you're so deep, but then when you think about it, depth is how they've gotten so good in the middle. You know, depth is what their strength is. You're rotating Settle and Rankins and Togiai and all this. It's a big hit. No, it's a big hit up the middle.
Yeah, I mean he done such a great job. And as you mentioned, rotating in, I think that Mario Edwards can stand in the gap, but it felt like, at least to me, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, because it's very possible that I am, it felt like Tim Settle was like one order better than what Mario Edwards brings. But Rio is a valuable part that they trust and they believe in. Togiai, I think I always view him as more of a Sheldon Rankins backup, right? That more of that one tech versus more of that three tech, but they rotated him in consistently. I wonder how much this is going to be incumbent upon Denico Autry to slide inside and play a little bit more of that three tech as opposed to an outside rush.
Oh, I don't know. I think you'll see that some. I think it's Togiai. I think Togiai is going to get a lot more reps. He has been getting more snaps, but it's significant. I'm not saying, oh my gosh, you know, there goes the season, but it's significant because they were all about the depth, all about the rotation and how they excelled there.
Yeah. So, I mean, Tim Settle done for the season. He only had one sack on the year, but we know that those inherent sack numbers aren't necessarily going to tell the story of what they do. It did bring up, though, a reminder that the 30-year-old Folu Fatukasi, who was probably the big one tech that you used to frequent a lot, it's again, he's not filling in the gap, I think, there, or he wouldn't even if he was available. He's just kind of not been existent for this team this year.
He is still on injured reserve. I don't know what the status is, if it's a season ender, if it was just a stash or whatever. You do have a defensive tackle on IR, and Well, we haven't seen, you know, in terms of him being activated and all that stuff too, you know, for practice, et cetera. So I would see, I would say at least this week, that's a no go.
Oh, and no, yeah, I don't think he's, I was just like, that was a curiosity. I think, I imagine, when it comes to immediate answers, at least to apply more depth, one, I think, is, again, Danico Autry maybe sliding back in a little bit more. But then of the guys that you have on your practice squad, Junior Tafuna, Hegai Ndubisi, who was the kind of international player that they had brought in and worked
with. He's a development piece.
He does feel like he's a development piece. Yeah. And then Marlon Davidson. I'd be interested to see how they actually utilize them. And, of course, I should have known that this text was coming from the 832. Jay, okay, JJ. If you said the Texans ever had
already?
A knee.
Already? That was fast.
Damn.
That was
fast. Also, man, JJ looking svelte, man. JJ looking svelte right now. I don't, yeah, like, even if you were bringing him back, I feel like you'd be bringing him back to the edge. You bringing him back to deep tackle?
Yeah.
Get in here and mix it up with these big boys, JJ. No, but I think that you can very much stem the tide. I think that this is very much a like the shorter term I'm not as concerned about. Mm-hmm. I think that for me, this gets to be interesting as you get into the postseason. You know, Lord willing, right? Because now I'm just saying things as if they already are and they still need to do the work to get there. It feels like they will, mind you. But, yeah, huge, huge loss. Not one that they can't get by, but definitely one that they will feel. Tim Settle, defensive tackle, undergoing foot surgery that will put him on the bench for the remainder of the season.
And it is worth mentioning, you know, the one thing that I really wasn't concerned about because D'Amico Ryan said, gave us the indication that, you know, Kamari Lassiter would be fine. Well, he didn't practice today either.
Right.
You know, the ones that didn't practice today were Tim Settle, which we've just figured out why, and Kamari Lassiter. So we'll see where he is tomorrow.
Yeah, and I think it'll also be telling if we start seeing some workouts happen at some point. But, again, look, you've got guys that I believe fully in and that I know they believe fully in to step into it. You mentioned Tommy Togiai, who will get more burn. Mario Edwards will get more burn. I think that that's fine. I think, though, one of the things that makes this that's made this defensive line really, really good, especially the interior, is keeping guys fresh and rotating in. And it gets a little bit more difficult to rotate when you're talking about three. Around, three as opposed to four. So we'll see how that looks there as it goes. But, yeah, the breaking news at the moment, defensive tackle, Tim Settle, broken foot, will not will rather be on the shelf for the rest of the season. All right, is it time to go out to the Buffalo Wild Wings in spring or out there off of 99? If not, I don't know if I have time to really jump into this in the way that I want to, John. Mm-hmm. The idea of Giannis Antetokounmpo being out here and possibly being on the trading block. I know that he has not fully expressed that yet, but the NBA world is already churning.
Yeah.
It's already churning, and people are like, oh, where could he land? Odds are out there. I know that the Knicks were one of those teams that were widely
Knicks,
regarded as a good possibility.
Pistons, Spurs, Rockets.
Spurs, yeah. I believe, is the betting odds favorite right now. Is there anything in you that would like the possibility of Giannis with the Houston Rockets?
Hey, we've done this before.
We have.
We have done this before. We were doing the, remember the Durant and Giannis?
What did I say?
Yeah.
What did I say? I was like, I'm more on the Kevin Durant side than I am on the Giannis side, which sounded insane.
Yeah. So the answer is yes. I mean, you kick the tires. I mean,
you giving up though, man.
That's the thing. You know,
it's Alperin or a man has to be the starting point of this. It has to.
I mean, Shingun to me is.
And you know they're going won't read.
Yeah, Reed Shepard might be in there, but you got a ton of draft picks, and I think they're going to want a big time player, relatively young. They're going to want Shingun, and you're going to say no. and then you're going to start talking about some of these others.
So the ESPN, and this is not the end all be all, but they threw out some possible trade scenarios. The one that they threw up for the possibility of the Rockets is the Rockets getting Giannis out of Antetokounmpo and Thanasis. Hey, you get two out of Antetokounmpos for the price of one.
Yeah.
The Bucks would get the 2027 first round pick unprotected from the Suns, which honestly
is pretty. Yeah,
we'll see what that looks like after coming up. Fred VanVleet, obviously matching salary, and Alperen Şengün.
Yeah, Şengün to me is the one that's a no-go. I can even listen to a man.
Because of the way the season has started?
No, but because of what you're getting back in Giannis. You know, talk about somebody who can run the floor and finish. You know?
Man, you talk about size and length. That'd be crazy size and length. That you'd be, I don't think I'm there with it. I think that it just.
So you're a no.
I think I'm a no. He's 30, so it's not like he's crazy old. But Alper Şengün is 23. Mm-hmm. Amen Thompson also in that same age range. Like yeah. it just he probably still has another 5 or 6 years, but the runway that you're talking about with these guys that are starting to really hit the place that they should be, like Alperin looks fantastic.
I thought we were in win now mode, man.
I mean, I think you are, but I think you also win now without sacrificing the runway that you have. And I don't – that feels weird because, again, I think Giannis will be very good. I mean, for a number of years, I was listening to a podcast as we welcome in the fellas from The Drive, courtesy of D&M All Leasing. I was listening to a podcast that highlighted the fact that player efficiency rating is a really interesting rating. The best one that we've ever seen in NBA history was 3 years back with Nikola Jokic. This year, there are three players that, if their season was to end today, would top that already. Best PR. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Nikola Jokic, and Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's still playing at an MVP level.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.